time for the new Bueller Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Bueller. I know my way around the kitchen, but I always get lost in love.
Yes, sir, it's the new Bueller Show.
Love that man.
Yesterday, a national magazine practically chose the Henderson home as the typical home in the typical city for a big article in the next issue. Most families would be all excited over such a thrilling event, but let's see how it's affecting the Henderson household. Bueller is serving breakfast.
Oh, my, isn't that wonderful news, Mr. Harry? About the magazine picking this house for that big article next month. They're going to take pictures here and everything.
Yeah, that's interesting enough. Nothing to get all excited about.
Okay, unexcitable. You know, you've been sloshing around that same bowl of cereal for 5 minutes.
That doesn't prove I'm excited. I often stir the cream and cereal for a long time.
With a fork?
Fork, yes.
Come on. Honey, break down. You're just as excited as we are about this, and you know
it. Yeah, you're right, honey. I am thrilled about it. And we still haven't received official notice yet, and
well, it's almost like a dream.
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Alice, I dreamed about it all last night. I dreamed that the magazine article made our house the most famous house in the country.
Mm.
I dreamed that thousands and thousands of people came from all over to look at it. And in no time at all, we were all rich.
How'd we get rich?
Well, I'm no fool. I opened a drive-in. What a dream. I kept making hamburgers all night long. Nothing but hamburgers. In fact, I couldn't even get back to sleep after a while.
Well, did you try counting sheep to put you to sleep?
Where do you think I got the meat for all them hamburgers?
Well, I guess it's the start of this all dreaming.
Oh, there's my girlfriend Oriole at the back door. Was there anything else you folks want?
No, you better see what Oreo wants.
Oh, yes. For goodness sake, Oreo, come on in and stop that cackling. What do you want to see me about, Oreo?
Well, I wanted to tell you about a wonderful new system I have for kitchen and housekeeping.
Mm.
I figured it all out,
mm-hmm.
And it works just perfect, Bueller.
What kind of system, Oreo?
Well, on Monday you do everything that starts with an M. You know, like mopping. Mending?
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do last Monday that started with an M?
Read some magazines and went to the movies, huh?
Well, Oreo, you stick to your system and I'll stick to mine, because I got a lot of work to do around this house.
How come?
Haven't you heard, Oreo? The Henderson home is about to become immortalized.
Oh, that keeps it nice and warm in the winter, doesn't it?
I said immortalized, Oreo.
How?
Oh, there's going to be lots of pictures and a whole story about the Henderson home in a big magazine next month.
Well, I hope it appears in my favorite magazine, True Tales of Passion and Purity.
What do you buy magazines like that for? True Tales of Passion and Purity. Why, that's only good for lovesick old maids. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
You should. You buy it from me every week.
Never mind that, Oreo. I thought you'd be all excited when I told you about our home being picked as a typical home by Flash Magazine.
Flash Magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must be mistaken, Bueller. My girlfriend Matilda works for the Prescott, and she told me their house is going to be in Flash Magazine.
Prescott?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, this is terrible news. What do you have to come around and tell me this for?
Well, I just can't help myself. When I got news to tell, I'm a regular loyal counter.
Bye, Oreo. Oh, me, I better give this news to the Hendersons. Oh, Miss Alice, Miss Harry, I have got terrible news.
What's wrong?
What happened, Bueller?
Well, I just found out that Flash Magazine told the Prescotts they're going to pick their home for the pictures and the everything.
Oh, no. Well, of all the nerds.
Well, now, wait just
now,
a
this,
minute.
They
well,
can't
now,
do
Harry,
this.
Wait a minute.
What?
Let's not lose our heads about
I'm
this.
I'm not.
After all, the man from Flash Magazine assured us we were at the top of his list.
But what about the Prescotts, then?
Well, I guess the search narrowed down to both our homes yesterday.
Uh-huh. So this is what Fred Prescott had in mind, eh?
What? What's that?
put in front of his house this morning.
That's what?
He just wants to influence the final decision.
Why, Mr. Harry, that's dishonest. That's deceitful. And that's what we better get busy and do if we want to win.
Well, listen, I know one thing that would really beautify our house.
Yeah, yeah.
What we need is something very big on our front lawn to shade the whole place.
I accept the nomination.
Now, let's see. Let's figure here. Some big plants would do the trick,
yeah.
You know it? And we could beat Prescott at his own game.
That's what we need, some nice landscaping.
Right.
Well, my boyfriend Bill is coming over later, and he'll be glad to do the whole job for you.
Oh, that's wonderful, Beulah. But does he know anything about flowers?
Oh, he's an expert, Miss Allen.
Oh, I didn't know that, Beulah.
Yes, sir. When it comes to planting flowers, Bill certainly got the pot for it.
Boy, the dirt in front of this house sure is hard.
Yeah, it sure is, Bill.
And all this digging is a big strain, especially with such a heavy shovel.
Yeah. You getting tired, Bill?
No. I bet I could sit up here on the porch and watch you dig all day long.
Well, it's about time you did something, Mr. Jackson. We got to make this place nicer than the Prescott's.
Oh, don't worry about that, baby. I'm a real expert at this landscaping stuff.
Well, good. Well, what are we going to do now with this pretty little red plant, Bill?
Say, that's a mighty pretty plant.
Yeah. It belongs to the begonia family.
It's mighty nice of the begonia to lend it to you.
I thought you knew all about landscaping, Bill.
I do, honey, I do. Didn't I bring all these flowers and plants and shrubs? That was the best stuff in the nursery.
You know, Bill, that reminds me of something. After we're married, we're going to have a nursery in our house. And we'll watch something grow up in there, too.
Well, we can just let it grow outside in the dirt where it belongs.
Never mind. Let's get back to work here.
Well,
what's the next thing to do, Bill?
Well, honey, there's nothing makes a house look worse than uneven trees.
Yeah? Well, here's a saw, Bill. Climb up there and saw up them branches.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Up there?
Uh-huh. Come on, Bill. Climb up there and cut those branches off.
Well, I don't mind the climb, baby, but I'm too soft-hearted for that kind of wood.
Soft-hearted?
Why, I'd faint if I saw all that sap pouring out.
Bill Jackson.
Mm.
I can't stand the sight of a sap either, so beat it.
Is that any way to talk to me, honey? After all, the guy at the nursery was a pal of mine. Else you never would have got those beautiful plants.
That is right, Bill. And I'm sorry for what I said.
Now, do you think we got the Prescott's beat, baby?
Oh, Bill, after the landscaping job we did today, there's only one thing that can happen to the Prescott's. They're going to be caught with the plants down. Yes, Miss Allen.
You and Bill did a wonderful job with those plants out front.
Do you really think so?
Oh, Beulah, that's just perfect, believe me. The trees and flowers look so great. And the way those hedges are trimmed, I think that's the nicest thing about it. How did you ever get that beautiful scalloped effect on the hedges?
Oh, that was an accident, Mr. Hare.
Oh?
You see, Bill was clipping the hedges,
uh-huh.
And I kept talking about marriage.
Uh-huh.
That's what made his hands shake like that.
Well, it certainly came out beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
If Flash Magazine took another look at our house today, I'm sure they'd be impressed.
Well, the Prescotts couldn't have fixed their place up any prettier than ours.
I must say, Bill's quite a gardener.
He sure is. Must take an awful lot of energy to dig in the garden all morning.
Oh, well, that's my Billy boy. He's full of pep, vim, and vigor.
Billy, you're acting as happy as if we'd already been chosen by Flash for that article.
Oh, doggone it. I can't wait for that final decision. I wish they'd notify us definitely if we... I wonder who that could be.
Take it easy.
I'll get it. Hello.
It is.
Flash Magazine calling.
Oh, Bueller, keep your fingers crossed.
Miss Alice, I got my fingers crossed, my toes
yeah.
crossed, and I'm working over here.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Anderson. What? Flash? Flash magazine has selected our home as the typical home for your big article next month?
Beulah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Toad.
Beulah, we won.
And the reporters will be here at the end of the week, huh?
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Well, goodbye, Mr. Henderson. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. Alice, it's us. It's us. It's not
honey.
The Prescott's. We beat them this time.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh,
we're all going to be in a national magazine. And I bet it's the landscaping that did it.
Why, sure it was. Fella even said so on the phone.
Yeah?
Oh, those plants were really beautiful. Beulah, where did Bill ever get that terrific assortment so quickly?
Well, you see, Mr. Harry, all that stuff was really a big order that was going someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
But the man at the nursery is a good friend of Bill's and delivered it here instead.
By mistake.
Huh?
Oh, Beulah, you mean Bill?
That's right, Miss Alice. So can you blame me if I say love that man?
A serviceman is studying a foreign language. He is trying to learn the language of the country where he is stationed. Could you help him by translating this phrase?
Sie werden dafür belohnt.
This is a German phrase which means you will be rewarded. And you can be sure that the man studying a foreign language will be rewarded in many ways. Have you ever thought that while you're stationed overseas, you're a guest of the country in which you're stationed? As an individual American, you can help maintain good relations between that country and the United States. The citizens of the country you are in have probably seen many Americans, not only military personnel and their families, but tourists as well. Help them to form the correct opinion of us. The common courtesy and behavior that is acceptable in American communities is acceptable to them, too. Remember, you have an opportunity to strengthen the bond of human understanding by your actions and gestures of friendship. And one of the best gestures that you can make is to learn the language of the country where you are stationed. Language skills are important for personal reasons, too. Learning a language helps you to understand and appreciate the people who speak it. The people will recognize your interest as a sincere and honest gesture of friendship. They'll help you enjoy things you never enjoyed before. Yes, learning a language can be fun. You will be rewarded and make many new friends if you give yourself a break and learn their language.
You've been listening to The Beulah Show.